This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is good news, but I think it's making a lot of us scratch our heads, and I'll help you through it. Colombia is now declaring that the Zika epidemic is over. Colombia, the second highest hit country, is saying their epidemic is over. They had about 100,000 people affected. Okay? But what they say in the same sentence is, it's the epidemic is over, but it's endemic. So what the heck does that mean? Okay, so this is the first South American country to obviously declare this. While there's still thousands upon thousands of cases of microcephaly in Brazil, they had 100,000 Colombians infected. They had 20 particular cases of microcephaly, but they currently have, I believe, 17 to 18,000 pregnant women that they're watching. They say health officials said the number of new infections had decreased to 600 new cases a week, and they added that they still expect a limited number of new cases in the coming months as the disease winds down. Fernando Ruiz Gomez, the deputy health minister, says the period of disease will remain local. The period that the disease will remain local still hasn't been determined. Okay, and there may eventually be extended outbreaks. Plus, the problem of microcephaly will also continue to haunt the country, as officials say. But the quote-unquote epidemic is over. Now, what that, the reason why that declaration is being done, one is very similar to what happened with Ebola. When a country is all over the news saying there's 100,000 people there with Zika, and they have mosquitoes around, and so if you don't have Zika, you could go to Colombia, get Zika, because a mosquito could bite one of the 100,000 people and then affect you. Well, what happens to travel? Okay, travel goes down. What happens to the economy? So these countries need to, as quickly as possible, make global news that an epidemic is over. All right. However, they have to be very honest about, and they have to really stick to a T with what the definition is, and we're going to review the definition. The second reason why a declaration like that helps is, which is very interesting, is it was recommended that women put off having babies and getting pregnant. Now that eases up on that recommendation. From what we know, a woman infected with Zika just gave birth to a child with microcephaly in Barcelona, Spain. Brazil, of course, is still hit the hardest. And obviously it's a concern as people are going to Rio de Janeiro in the next week or two, the 5th. So not this weekend, but next weekend. So people are already starting to travel next week. Officials in Rio are still saying, no, no, guys, nobody's going to get Zika from here. You could still come out. And I got to tell you, I mean, we're dealing with the economy here. And we're also going to talk about Japan and Tokyo. Apparently, Japan's going to be hosting the 2020 Olympics. I mean, there's costs involved. To be a site for the Olympics, you have to go through a huge accreditation process and a huge evaluation and multiple steps, as well as spending a lot of money. I mean, it is a huge investment building the Rio Village, the Olympic Village, you know, making sure there's proper transportation, proper security is in place, cleanliness, sanitation. Although what we're hearing now in Rio is just, it just still gets worse all the time. And so, you know, and I don't know if Rio got a bad rap in the beginning. I mean, I was concerned. I'm like, okay, well, you know how the media is. They can make such a big deal about something that something or somebody could be absolutely destroyed. And then all of a sudden, like look at what happened with Melania's speech. Everybody was all on Melania Trump, plagiarizing. It was one of Trump's employees who was a Democrat who said, sorry guys, I liked the speech. I wrote it. You know, sorry, my bad. And then the conversation ends. And so, you know, originally I felt bad for Real. Because I was like, wait a second, you know, here they are, they're investing all this money. And rather than there being such build-up and such excitement about Rio and the Olympics, you know, most of the media stories circle around all the bad parts, you know, the bad stuff. And so, you know, that's got to be very, very difficult. Same thing with Ebola. I mean, Ebola, very, very scary, but Ebola's been around for a while. And so, you know, here countries are trying to fight to get their trade back and their tourism back. And, you know, they may have, you know, the same number of cases that might have occurred for decades before the epidemic. And it doesn't matter because once the media got a hold of it, you know, it turned bad. Okay, so real quickly, epidemic versus endemic. I'll tell you how I look at it. Okay, so epidemic is a disease, all right? And if you go to a dictionary, et cetera, it's a disease that's widespread, will atypically affect people that usually wouldn't be typically affected by it, okay? And it would affect a huge amount of the population, community, or region at the same time. Okay, but an endemic is restricted to a place like malaria or a certain group of people. According to this site, they're saying like Tay-Sachs. Tay-Sachs is endemic to Ashkenazi Jews. So you wouldn't say there's an epidemic of Tay-Sachs, okay? So an epidemic disease may happen in a specific place, but it could spread beyond that place as with asthma or AIDS. So I think what they're saying here with Colombia is they're not having mass spread, okay? You know, like Ebola, where it spreads to other people. They're not having mass spread. They're not having an epidemic of growth because the cases are starting to decrease down. And because they seem to have it controlled and confined, it's endemic, which means it's still going on within. It still could be a problem. It could still turn into an epidemic. But it's not considered a rapidly evolving, spreading issue. And that's how I look at the difference between the two. All right, guys, don't go away. Let's talk about what they now found in Rio. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I heard my ratings are getting a little better. Yeah, I think we went from one person listening to the show to now two. So we're doing good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for still having hope in me. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. But before I really quickly here get into the Olympics, I do have a lot of predictions. I don't do the predictions of the Olympics like I do the NFL. My NFL predictions are pretty damn good, but we'll talk about that later. Something kind of happened to me that is making me kind of glow, you know, but it's a very, very weird position that I'm in. So let me just tell you what's going on, okay? And I hope my son doesn't listen to the show because I'm going to be talking about him. Apparently, one of my sons wants to approach a girl in school. Apparently all the kids are dating. And you can't tell which one because, I mean, they're dating now in high school and middle school, etc. So I have to do this so you guys don't know which son I'm talking about. And he came to me for advice. He didn't come to daddy. He came to his mama. Okay? Now, I found that kind of interesting. You know, why would he come to his mama for advice? I think that's very, very smart. You know? Okay, he wants to ask out a girl. And his question was, I like somebody. So how do you go from liking somebody and looking at them across the room to asking them out? Okay? So here I am, all excited. Okay? That, you know, he's asking mommy for advice. You know, because I do. I give a lot of advice on relationships. And I'm, like, getting all excited. I'm like, hey, see? He loves his mama. The fact that he's opening up to me. And that, you know, he would actually take my advice. So, you know, when a parent gets asked their advice, you glow. You just glow. Until I realize what I'm giving advice to do. Now, if I was his parent, I'm supposed to say, what the hell are you doing? You shouldn't be even thinking about dating. I saw your grades. You need to be getting these grades up. You got, I mean, you know, you're going to be competing with robots later. You know, you only know one language. You aren't even bilingual yet. You shouldn't even be thinking about girls right now. You should be studying your Spanish. You should be studying. Okay. So that's what a parent would say. But here's my problem. Okay. I rarely see the kids. I am working all day long. That if I have any moment with my child, and it includes me giving them advice, do I temporarily, okay, put aside my convictions, all right, and what I want to yell at them about, so that I have this opportunity, and I could nourish and flourish this opportunity of him coming to mama for advice? Or should I, you know, do the right thing and tell him what I really think? So I do both. Okay, but this is how I do it. Okay, and you know how I do it. I always hedge. I go, okay, look, okay, I'm about to give you some really good advice, but, okay, you know, keep in mind, you have two options. Okay, one is concentrate on your work and not continually getting your heart broken. And then when you're old enough to be dating and you know, managing your studies, work, etc., then, okay, you know, you start entering that. Or you enjoy the ups, you know, of having a relationship, and the downs, and the great suffer. Okay, so, you know, there's going to be pros and cons to both. And, you know, he said, I understand, Mom, I understand. Okay, and then I go, because remember, you know, you're going to be probably broken up with 200 times before you finally find the right person. You're going to probably be rejected 5,000 times. Okay, can you handle it? I don't want you crying every time you get dumped or broken up, okay? I mean, this is going to happen. So if you're going to already start this and you're going to start pursuing, then you need to, you know, be prepared, okay? I don't want to hear the whining. Yes, you could come to me with the whining, but I, you know what you're in for, that it's going to be very, very normal. If she turns you down, that's because we all get turned down. And, you know, I because here's the thing. I got kids, and kids these days, you know, gosh, they go online and they figure out how to commit suicide. And so, you know, now my children are going to be entering a world where there's a lot of heartache. Yeah, there's a lot of fun, but they're really too young to be having that kind of fun. Okay, I think love is one of the most amazing emotions, but honestly, you really shouldn't be falling in love, you know, when you're in high school or middle school. Okay, neither boy should be even near that yet. So, I, you know, even though there's a lot of life to experience, they need to get their poop together. And I want to make sure that they don't get heartbroken. Because I remember my rejections. It stunk. You think I wanted to study for my biology test? You think I wanted to pay attention in medical school? Every time I got dumped, I had to, and I did, and I put studies first, but a lot of people can't. So I got to be very, very careful that they don't get depressed and do something stupid. Or try to hide the pain with drugs. And it's difficult. So basically I told him, and I know many of you are listening in, like, okay, well, if I like a girl, how do I approach it? Okay, the big mistake people make is their goal, okay, is A to Z, and they want to get to Z right after A. Remember, you got to go A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Then you got to go H, I, J, K, L, M, O, P. Then maybe later you could go Q, R, S, T, U, V. And then you W. And then you X. And then you Y. And then Z. See? Okay, that's how you got to do it. So, you know, I told my son, I'm like, look, okay, you know, you want to date this girl. Have you guys even had a conversation about anything? Well, no. Okay, then that shouldn't be your goal. Let's have a mini goal. Your first goal should be, all right, we talk about, and again, school hasn't even started yet. Okay, but it will soon. I'm like, so your first goal is, you know, maybe become her lab partner. Or talk to her about something. Or, make a joke in class and see if she laughs. And when she does laugh, okay, look at her and acknowledge that she laughed and that you guys connect over that. That's what I used to do. When I wanted to get a guy's attention, I would just crack a joke in class. And I got them to turn around in their seat with their rip-roaring muscles and that football jersey, and I got them to notice me. So that's what I did. Now, not everybody is a comedian, but my boys, they're pretty comical. So I go, if you want to be noticed and you want some sort of a connection, try a joke. Or talk about something very, very simple. But if you guys aren't even talking, if you aren't even friends, you have no business dating the person. Okay? And same thing with many of you guys, you know, trying to meet somebody online. Absolutely, you could have a very successful relationship online. But don't have the goal to date. Have the goal to make a good friend. Become good friends. Then you could start introducing the romance and the sex, etc. I mean, ideally, I'd like you guys to wait till you're married, but that's neither here nor there. So when it comes to my sons, you know, I'm like, look, you know, become friends first, okay? Because it's not going to be a successful relationship if, you know, but that's not the goal these days with these kids. The problem that these kids have in school is everybody's going with somebody. Everybody's dating somebody. I remember when I was in the fifth grade, I was friends with a guy named Kirk, and he was dating my friend Lisa. And I wasn't dating anybody because I was only 10. I mean, I was barely fitting into a training bra. So but everybody was back in the 80s going with somebody. And I remember this kid, his name was, I think, Patrick, comes up to Kirk and goes, I want to go with somebody. He was kind of in this popular group or whatever. And Kirk goes, well, go with Dahlia. She's pretty. And he's like, nah. And I remember standing there going, I don't even know who you are. But that's what people were doing. This is a fifth grade, 10-year-olds, 9, 10-year-olds. Just got, yeah, okay, so I was rejected. I didn't even know who this guy was. Okay, I never even met him before in my life. I guess he was in the school. But that's what people were doing. They were just randomly saying they were going with each other. Okay, well then, you know, in high school you start to actually like each other and you start to, you know, actually, what is the word? Pawn for somebody or pine? Pine is a word? Yeah, so, you know, you start to pine for people and then you start having crushes. And, you know, these crushes, they could be brutal. And so I don't want my kids getting this crush and then getting crushed. And so, become friends. Don't even let it get to the point where you could be rejected. Now, I'm not saying don't take a risk, because sometimes you got to take a limb. You go out on a limb. You got to ask somebody to marry you. I mean, you can't just always play it safe and always be friends. Eventually, you're going to have to poop or get off the pot. But I was in that position where I'm a mom, and I got a kid in middle school and a kid in high school, and one of them is asking me for relationship advice, and I wanted to tell them don't even go there, don't even bother, but then they would never come to me. And so I'm giving them advice. You know, I remember years ago, one of them asked me, how do you have sex? How do you go up to a girl and have sex with her? Why would you do that? That's scary. So, very rarely do kids actually go to their parents. You know, but you want to try to be there for them, people are there afraid to talk to grandma and grandpa. Still, my kids will only probably tell me 1/1,000th of what happens per second in their life. I mean, they don't want to tell me anything. But, I think I get a couple, you know, gold stars for parenting. I hope. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain. Speak, speak, speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Probably right about now, your governor is looking at a proclamation to declare a state blood donation day in your state as a result to the major blood shortages that we are seeing throughout the country. I urge you to contact me or get a hold of your local blood bank so we could set up a blood drive. The more blood we could collect, the better. And if you could personally family donate blood, we would be ecstatic. Go to the website at drdahlia.com, hit National Blood Donation Week and National Blood Donation Day, and you'll see all the states. We're starting to get everything listed, and we're going to, in the next month, have where most of the drives are going to be, so we could post that for you. And we just want to get as much blood stocked as possible. This summer has been one of the worst summers yet, and what's very concerning is Zika is not going away. We're seeing more cases pop up in Florida, and the less people that can donate and the more blood that has to be thrown out, the less blood we have on the shelves for you and I or people coming into this great country. So please, whatever you can do to help, go to drdahlia.com, National Blood Donation Day. Now, very interesting. I'm looking at this article here regarding Rio, and it says, keep your mouth closed. Aquatic Olympians face a toxic stew in Rio. Remember we talked about how they got to be careful if they get, you know, water into their mouth? And some of them are wearing undergarments that are supposed to kind of protect them from microbes. They say health experts in Brazil have a word of advice for the Olympic marathon swimmers, sailors, and windsurfers competing in Rio de Janeiro's waters next month, which are absolutely gorgeous. And it is, keep your mouth closed. Despite the government's promises 7 years ago to stem the waste that fouls Rio's expansive Guanabara Bay, officials acknowledge that their efforts to treat raw sewage and scoop up household garbage have fallen far short. In fact, environmentalists and scientists say Rio's waters are much more contaminated than previously thought. I don't know how they were even accepted to hold an Olympics with something like this. I mean, this really blows my mind. They say recent tests by government and independent scientists revealed a veritable petri dish of pathogens in many of the city's waters, from rotavirus. Rotavirus causes diarrhea, vomiting. It can actually cause severe dehydration and death in kids and adults. To a drug-resistant superbacteria that we talked about. This could be fatal to people with weakened immune systems. Researchers at the Federal University of Rio also found serious contamination at the upscale beaches of Ipanema and Leblon, where many of the 500,000 Olympic spectators are going to be frolicking, they say, between sporting events. Rio is gorgeous. Rio is so gorgeous. But unfortunately, according to Dr. Daniel Becker, a local pediatrician who works in poor neighborhoods, he said foreign athletes will literally be swimming in human crap. And they risk getting sick from all those microorganisms. He says it's sad, but also worrisome. Government officials said the International Olympic Committee acknowledged that in many places the city waters are filthy, but they say the areas where athletes will compete, like the waters off Copacabana Beach, where swimmers will race, meet the World Health Organization safety standards. Now, that's interesting. This is probably the clause or their legal way out, saying, look, this meets World Health Organization safety standards. So, maybe the amount of poop coming in is still under some sort of approved level. They say even some waters with higher levels of human waste, like Guanabara Bay, present only minimal risk because athletes sailing or windsurfing in them will have limited contact with potential contamination. Okay, I don't know about you guys, but every time I vow that I'm going to keep my mouth closed whenever I'm running around the beach or in the water, I still get water in there. Anyway, still Olympic officials concede that their efforts have not addressed the fundamental problem that much of the sewage and trash produced by the region's 12 million inhabitants continues to flow into their untreated waters. They say our biggest plague, our biggest environmental problem is basic sanitation. In a city such as that, you would think they'd have their poop together. The Olympics has woken up to the problem. That's what I want to know. Obviously I'm not a plumbing expert or a sanitation expert, and we should get one on the show. But if all other cities have something in place, or most other cities, was it just some money that had to be spent? If they knew for 7 years they were going to be hosting the Olympics. Okay, that it's a hazard to people. Maybe that's it. Maybe it doesn't seem to be a hazard to people who live in the area. And, you know, so, and you know, people come and visit, and I don't know. I don't know why this wasn't something that could have very easily been addressed and fixed. And, you know, I'm sure they have plenty of money to be able to, you know, fix their water treatment systems and their, obviously, sanitation conduits. I'm really baffled by why this couldn't be fixed. They say foreign athletes preparing for the games have long expressed concern that waterborne illnesses could thwart their Olympic dreams. An investigation by the Associated Press last year recorded disease-causing viruses in some tests were 1.7 million times the level than what we would consider hazardous in Southern California. They say we have just to keep our mouths closed when the water sprays up. That's according to Aphrodite Zegers, 24, a member of the Dutch sailing team, which has been practicing. That's all they could do is keep their mouths closed. The athletes here for the games and other competitions have been felled by gastrointestinal illness, including members of the Spanish and Austrian sailing teams. During a surfing competition here last week, about a quarter of the participants were sidelined with nausea and diarrhea. Did you know that about 25% of them have already gotten sick? So somebody could say, well, that's why you go there early. You start to get used to it. Hopefully you build up an immunity. It could take years to develop an immunity such a, you know, for something like that. And then on top of, we haven't even brought up the Zika virus. I mean, we have on the show, but not even today. And you know, some Olympians, and wow, how unselfish and gutsy is that, where some Olympians are saying, we're just not going. I mean, we may never be in the Olympics ever again in our lives, but we are going to skip this one because I don't want to give my wife Zika. I think that's pretty damn admirable. The one chance that they could be in the Olympics, and they say no. But then that's a shame. I mean, you know, to see somebody whose Olympic dreams are shattered because the place has so many issues. So Tokyo organizers say they are facing more cost increases for the 2020 Olympics. So in 2020, we're already looking ahead to Tokyo. And hopefully Zika's not there, and hopefully they have their water system and you know, Fukushima and everything else in order, which I believe they do. Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee President Yoshiro Mori acknowledged at an executive board meeting this week the cost of building 7 temporary venues for the Olympics has surged to an estimated $2.6 billion, which is up from an estimate of $690 million. Yoshiro Mori said the original figures were the result of sloppy calculations, which he blamed on the Tokyo Metropolitan Government and the Japanese Olympic Committee. Ooh, so there's already fighting. Mori said the organizing committee has not disclosed an official estimate of the overall cost, but has acknowledged it will be considerably higher than the $3.5 billion that was forecast in the bid. I told you, it costs money to take on the Olympics. Now, yes, it's going to bring money. It's going to bring a lot of press. It's going to bring a lot of attention and hopefully bring a lot of commerce and tourism for years to come, especially with an Olympic village that still remains there. But the preparation, expensive. Preparations for the 2020 Games have been plagued by a series of scandals involving the new national stadium, the official logo, and allegations of bribery in the bidding process. Work on the new national stadium has fallen behind schedule because the government abandoned an original design due to spiraling costs. The total cost for staging the Tokyo Olympics are shared by the organizing committee, the Tokyo municipal government, and the national government. Tokyo organizers say they have saved more than $2 billion by working with the Tokyo government to cut costs by moving some events to existing facilities. And that's got to be hard to, you know, build. Well, wait, 2020 wouldn't be bobsled. 2020 would be Summer Olympics. So it's not like they have to have a whole, yeah, so that'll be, yeah, obviously the Summer Olympics. Yeah. Bob said, track. Hey, look, okay, I really like the Winter Olympics. That's what's on my mind. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Oh, Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Vermont man killed his girlfriend's disabled son by putting vodka into his feeding tube. He has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. Let me get my glasses on. I can't read this. The font is so small. Guys, when you make articles on the Internet, please make the font bigger. Walter Richters of Hardwick received a sentence Tuesday in St. Johnsbury under a plea deal with prosecutors. He pleaded guilty in October to manslaughter in the August 22, 2014 death of 13-year-old Isaac Robitel at the Hardwick home they shared. The 38-year-old Richters also agreed to testify against the boy's mother, Melissa, who police say approved giving her son vodka through the IV tube because the child was being fussy. That's ridiculous. Prosecutors say Isaac was blind, had no ears, a cleft palate, and developmental delays. Richter says he regrets his actions. This is sick. I mean, you look at this and you wonder what, you know, how are people around, walking around this beautiful country? This crazy. In Missouri, we have a 68-year-old man charged with having sex with a cow. Apparently, 68-year-old Daryl Helton has been charged with misdemeanor unlawful sex with an animal. He, I guess, on the evening of June 10th, let me see, was caught. He had apparently been standing naked behind one of the woman who owns this fair, one of her cows, having sex with the animal, and I believe had the cow tied up. This is the second time he has done this. So for those of you with farms you know, animals and barns, you want to make sure that your animals are being locked up. I'm just really confused. What's going on here? Okay, Netherlands men. Ah, some of the tallest. This is very, very interesting. We're going to talk about this before. Men and women from Sweden, Dutch men, Latvian women, some of the tallest on the planet. They say standing on average at just under 6 feet, men from the Netherlands were almost 4 inches taller than the Swedes were 100 years ago. Latvian women, they say, now stand nearly 4 inches taller than their Swedish counterparts did. This is very, very interesting. The most petite women in the world live in Guatemala, and they are just 4'10", according to this new study. What is very interesting about this is they're showing the size people were back in 1914 to the year 2014. And yes, we have grown taller. The research was led by scientists from Imperial College London, and using data from most countries in the world, they tracked height among young men and women between 1914 and 2014. Among the findings published in the journal eLife, the research revealed South Korean women and Iranian men have shown the biggest increases in height over the past 100 years. Iranian men have increased by an average of 16.5 centimeters, which is 6.5 inches. Wow. In 100 years, Iranian men have grown 6.5 inches taller. Meaning, if they were 5'4 back in 1914, they're 6 feet now. South Korean women, 8 inches. 8 inches. So if a South Korean woman was 5'2", she's now 5'10". Let me see where America is. In comparison, the height of men and women in the U.S. have increased by 6 centimeters, which is 2 inches, and 5 centimeters just... Okay, wait a second. Did I get that right within... Hold on a second. Yep, by inches. Wow. All right, so in the U.S., 6 centimeters, which is about 2 inches for men, and 5 centimeters just under 2 inches for women. So I'm 5'5.5". If I was born in 1914, I would be 5 feet. That blows my mind. Oh, no. 2 inches. I'm sorry, not by centimeters. That means I'd be like 5'3.5". Good. That makes a heck of a lot more sense. Whew. They say the height of Chinese men and women have increased by around 11 centimeters, which are more than 4 inches, for men and women. Okay, so who's the tallest in the country? The Netherlands. 5'11". All right, and they are now number one, and they ranked back in 1914 as the 12th tallest. Belgium, 5'11", they are now number two in height, whereas back in 1914 they were 33. Estonia came in third, Latvia came in fourth, Denmark came in fifth. Bosnia comes in 6th, Croatia 7th, Serbia 8th, Iceland 9th, Czech Republic 10th. We aren't even in the top 20, it doesn't look like. Let me see. Wait a second. Let me see. Oh, that's for men. For women, no, in the top 10. We aren't even in the top 10. For women, Latvia, women are tallest, the Netherlands, Estonia, Czech Republic, Serbia, Slovakia, Denmark, Lithuania, Belarus, and the Ukraine. For some of you very confused about all the new countries, make sure you watch the Olympics, okay, and sit there with your Google on, okay, because there's going to be a lot of countries that were not on the risk board when we played risk, okay, and these are countries that exist, okay, and, you know, we need to really bone up on our geography. Dutch men are the tallest on the planet. The top four tallest countries are Netherlands, Belgium, Estonia, and Latvia for men, and Latvia, Netherlands, Estonia, and Czech for women. I'm trying to see in terms of, I want you guys to, this is so crazy. You got to go to one of the Titanic exhibits where they show a pair of pants, and you walk up and you go, oh man, the young boy must have died, or he couldn't obviously grab a suitcase, and then they say, no, this was a man's pants. You know, and I'm like, I could swear I bought my kid that size pants when he was in the fourth grade. It's incredible. So U.S. comes in number 37 in terms of height. That's very interesting. And in women, we come in number 42nd. And, you know, it could be, again, because we're a melting pot. So we have a lot of different, you know, rather than the Anglo-Saxon and the Northern European, now, you know, we have a population of America that is mixed race. And so we could have taller people, shorter people, and it, you know, I'm considered average, believe it or not. So very, very interesting. Next, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to talk about cigarette taxes. The top 10 states with the highest cigarette tax. This is very interesting. Apparently, Pennsylvania, on August 1, is getting a $1 per pack cigarette tax, such that Pennsylvania will have, per pack of cigarettes, a $2.60 surcharge just for taxes. Okay? Apparently in Philadelphia, as in other major cities across the country, they mandate an additional charge about $1 per pack, federal and state tax, that will bring the tax on a single pack of cigarettes up to $4.60, which is the third highest behind Chicago, which is taxed at $6.16, and New York City, a pack of cigarettes, on top of what you pay, $8.85, I believe. So, the top 10 states with the highest cigarette tax, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Minnesota, Washington, Vermont, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. So what is the best way to avoid these taxes and to save money? Well, they found quit smoking is probably the easiest way to do it. If you're a pack-a-day smoker in New York City, you will save $5,000 a year by kicking the habit. $5,000. Okay, I don't know anything with that good an investment right now in stocks or bonds or bank account, etc. Obviously cartons do a little better. They're talking about how you could get American brand cigarettes south of the border. Be very careful because when you go to Mexico and then you try to bring things back, okay, you may not get through customs. The five states with the lowest cigarette tax, North Carolina, only 45 cents. North Dakota, 44 cents. Georgia, 37 cents. Virginia, 30 cents. And Missouri, 17 cents. Right, tax on cigarettes. I have a big problem with a, you know, $8 tax on something. And even though I do not like smoke and I want to, you know, protect people's lungs and I want to protect the environment and secondhand smoke, I just think it's a deliberate discrimination against a group of people. Let's take the smokers and charge them more money. See? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.